broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day, it's just that Saturdays remain for the boys, and they remain for college football. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3, and we are live worldwide on the ESPN app and all smart speakers and connected devices simply by telling it to play ESPN West Palm. We've got the latest game of the century. It seems like every year there's a game of the century, or at least twice maybe. Tonight, we got the number two ranked Bulldogs of Georgia heading into Tuscaloosa, T-Town, to take on the mighty Crimson Tide, the number four team in the nation. What a matchup. What a storyline. What a day for college football. And by the way, tomorrow's not too shabby for NFL either. Damian Perez, que paso?
Good morning. Another Saturday, another good weekend.
It's another good day to be on this side of the dirt is what it is. We got week five in the NCAA. We got four different matchups between top 25 ranked teams. So let's run down the slate right quick. And we get started presented by X Golf. X Golf. X marks the spot. Grand opening party happening today in West Palm Beach. Right off I-95 and Okeechobee Boulevard. Closest to the pin. Long drive contest. Are you good? Closer to the hole or further? Are you a long drive guy or close?
I'm a short pin.
I'm talking closest to the pin or longest drive competitions happening at X Golf in West Palm Beach today. And he says he'll throw on a podcast if he's got a long way to drive. Food and drink specials, swing lessons, in-house PGA pros, giveaways throughout the day. This is from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And I'll be out there today as well. Hang by the bar, watch football. Bays will be open for use. It is again today from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. X Golf West Palm Beach, Okeechobee Boulevard, just off of I-95. Indoor golf, play thousands of different courses on the simulators, eat, drink, watch all the games. I know people are reserving bays so they can play and watch Georgia, Alabama tonight. That is happening. Information online, on Instagram, X Golf WPB. X marks a spot, changing golf forever. Shout out John. Johnny B., best of luck with everything. See you guys a little bit later on today. At noon today on ESPN, the number 20 ranked Cowboys, Oklahoma State. At the number 23, Kansas State University. By the way, KSU, a 5-point favorite there. Noon on ABC, Kentucky heads to see our old friend Lane Kiffin. Remember Lane Kiffin?
FAU legend.
Legend.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. By the way, Ole Miss is the 6th ranked team in the land. They are a 17-point favorite to Kentucky. Also at noon on Fox for their big game Saturday, it is Minnesota at the number 12 ranked Michigan Wolverines. Michigan handled their business.
They did.
You didn't have that much faith in them.
I did not. Neither did you.
I definitely did not. By the way, the Wolverines, the defending national champions, a 9-point favorite. Then in the 3:30 window, this one's exclusively on Peacock. 15th ranked Louisville at the number 16th ranked Fighting Irish and Notre Dame. South Bend hosting, and the Irish a 6.5-point favorite there. 4:15 at weird afternoon kickoff on the SEC Network. Mississippi State at the number 1 ranked Texas Longhorns. How many points if you had to guess? Now you're looking at your sheet, so you already know. Texas, according to Hard Rock Bet, 38-point favorite.
They'll cover. They did last week. They will again.
We don't know how much quarterback play we're going to see from whom. By the way, Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. 7:30 tonight, back to the Peacock Network, which is just the app streaming of NBC. Third-ranked OSU at Michigan State, and Sparty is catching 23.5 points. Danger. Danger. You know those conference rivalry kind of prime time?
And it's at Michigan State. Home dog.
Home dog of 23.5. They might keep that game inside the number. That may be a little panic time, like Georgia had with Kentucky a week ago. Damian Perez. 7:30 tonight on NBC. The 19th ranked Illinois at the number 9 Penn State Nittany Lions. We are supposed to yell Penn State.
We are Penn State.
No. No, you don't yell both. If someone yells we are, you yell
Penn State.
Right. If someone yells we are, you don't yell.
We are.
Right. You just say the Penn State part. You got it. Nittany Lions, an 18-point favorite there.
Who people keep doubting, the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Well, CCAT. Of course, CCAT, who you hear weekdays from 2 all the way to 6 with Theo Dorsey, theoretically speaking, and then with Russo and Rizzo. He is one of the proud Penn State alumnuses. He's part of the proud alum. Does that make sense to you why alumnus is singular and alumni?
I feel like alumni is already plural.
But alumnus is singular because it's Greek.
Very strange.
It's Latin, excuse me, not Greek. It sounds like Greek to me. Yeah. We, in English, we put S's on things when they're plural, right? And then we take S's off when they're singular.
Correct.
But the alumni are the people that went to school there. An alumnus is an individual who went to school there.
So it's like backwards almost.
Or they're forwards and we're backwards. Remember, they came first.
True.
The Latin came first.
Very true.
Yeah. Which of these games that's on the full slate are you most looking forward to?
Honestly, it's got to be the Texas game.
Really?
I know their spread is minus 38, but they just look so solid. You know, they're rightfully number one. They just keep steamrolling opponents. Last week, people didn't think they'd cover. They covered.
We talked about Arch Manning last week, and I said early on, see if he doesn't make some mistakes. And what'd he do?
First drive of the game, threw an interception.
Wasn't the first pass he threw?
I think it was, yeah.
First series.
Definitely
for sure.
The first series.
Yeah. And that gets us, of course, to the big game. Time for the big game, which is being presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. There is nothing to make your college football into your NFL weekend complete like Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned and operated since 1957. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. I am a Bud's man for life. And not just the fried fish. But when they do the coconut shrimp,
Not a big shrimp guy.
Have you done the crab cake, the fried crab cake?
Let me rephrase that. Not a big seafood guy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by you, the people, once again. Best fried fish sandwich in South Florida, period. Bud's Chicken and Seafood, if you love family and football and faith, that's what they're all about. It is the best value, barring none, in a fast casual setting. They use better ingredients, and they pass on to you the greatest value in chicken, seafood, sides, all of it. Creamy mac and cheese. Potato salad. Crinkle cut fries. If your mouth isn't watering yet, I don't know what's wrong with you. Get all the dipping sauces. They're world famous for the chicken tenders because they're made of USDA tenderloin. Go to budschicken.com. Order for pickup, delivery. Order ahead. Get it through the drive-thru on your own. It is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Budschicken.com. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Yum, yum. Yeah, this is the game. There's no question about it. 7:30 tonight on ABC. It is Georgia at Bama. This is the game. This is why game day is at Tuscaloosa. This is the biggest game thus far of the season. The most mind-blowing part about all this, Damian Perez, is that after tonight, one of these teams is going to have a loss in Week 5.
Yeah, this is usually a game that we see in a SEC final or national championship.
It's an SEC championship game.
We're seeing it week 5 of the season this year. So that goes to show the impact that this new format has had on us.
Yeah, the good news is you can lose this game and still be smack dab in the playoff picture because of the new format. And that's why it's happening so early. You would imagine that if the schedule makers did this under the old format, there'd probably be a little bit of pushback.
Absolutely. I mean, who in the old format, like you said, if one of these teams ended up with one loss, that would impact them greatly when it came to the decision making at the end.
Season may be over. 7:30 on ABC, Georgia, the number 2 team in the land at Bama, the 4th ranked Crimson Tide. Georgia has a 42-game regular season win streak. Are you aware of that?
I'm aware of that.
In regular season games, they've won 42 straight. Georgia in that streak, how many times would you guess they never trailed?
42, so I'm going to go with 29.
You're looking at the sheet.
I didn't want to make it obvious.
You're such a damn cheater and a damn liar.
What the hell did you just
say? Why are you looking at the sheet? Flip the sheet over. There's nothing on there you need to see. There's not a damn thing on there you need to see. Actually, coming up in a little bit, there is. You look at you over there. I'm going to say 29. You want me to say great job, close. What a damn liar.
I didn't want to ruin the moment. You know, I wanted to give you the chance to make me guess. So I didn't want to give
cheating?
It up.
How about not cheating? How about that? How hard would it be to just not cheat? How hard would it be?
Then I wouldn't have gotten it right.
But I love the fact that you don't say 32. I love the fact you're like, let me see.
I'll subtle about it.
Yeah, pretend like you're thinking, out of 42. Meanwhile, I see your little finger. I see your chubby little finger on the piece of paper pointing at exactly where the stat is. Georgia has not trailed, not a second, in 32 of those games.
Incredible.
That might be the most mind-blowing stat of all. But wait, there's more. Georgia's 45-2 overall since the start of 2021. And that includes conference championship games, playoff games, national championship games. Georgia is 45-2 since the start of 2021. Both of those losses to Alabama.
Actually,
you're nodding your head, but it's radio.
8 of the last 9 losses.
But wait. Don't get ahead of ourselves. I'm just talking about where we're at right now. You know the old, sometimes somebody's got your number? If you've gone 45-2 since the start of 2021, but both those losses are Alabama, psychologically, you don't tell me that this game isn't viewed different, that opponent's not viewed different, regardless of who's coaching, regardless of the fact that it's Kalen DeBoer now and not one Nick Saban. When you've only lost 2 games since 2021 started, but both are to the same team, advantage Alabama.
Absolutely. And not only that, Kirby Smart is 1-5 against Alabama, and Georgia has lost 8 of the last 9 against Alabama.
Did I ask you? Yeah, just read what I prepared for myself. Go ahead, just read it.
I wasn't reading off that. I knew those stats myself.
Yeah, but no, you're right. Kirby Smart is just 1-5 against Alabama.
Talking about somebody having their number.
Yeah, but then again, that's Kirby Smart against Alabama under Nick Saban, his former boss and mentor. It's different. Bama's won 8 of the last 9 against Georgia. You pointed that out. So it's not just that Georgia has been tremendous against everyone except, it's that Bama has literally owned the Georgia Bulldogs. Winners of 8 of 9. Kirby Smart, 1-5 against the Tide, as you said. Georgia's won 23 consecutive regular season games against the SEC. 23 consecutive regular season games, which means that when Bama gets them, it's a conference championship game or it's a playoff game. It's not here in week 5. It's not in the middle of the season. Does that change anything for you?
Absolutely. I mean, it does, because it's still, it's not a playoff game. It's not a national championship game, but it still feels like one. You know, the atmosphere is still going to be as one.
It feels like the first round of the playoffs. It feels like single elimination.
Absolutely.
It feels that heavy. It feels that big. And we're not the only ones that feel that way. This is a big situation. Kirby Smart, however, given props to Bama's new coach, Kalen DeBoer. Listen to this.
His record speaks for itself. Everywhere he's been successful. And he's very confident in what he does and his organizational methods. And I think it takes that in the situation he's in.
Give him props because they're due. Kalen DeBoer's been successful everywhere. In fact, he just coached in the national championship, did he not?
Yeah.
Where was Georgia?
They lost.
Where was Bama?
He was there.
Right. But guess who was there? Kalen DeBoer was. Meanwhile, Kirby, with this on DeBoer's situation at Alabama, because obviously you're stepping in and replacing maybe the greatest college football coach ever, let alone the greatest in that program's history. And I know the Bear Bryant legacy looms large, but what Saban accomplished may be slightly different. Listen to Kirby on the situation that DeBoer has now.
The situation you're in, you got to be pretty confident in your own skin to go in there and do things your way, especially with the record they've had. And it seems like he's done that without any issue or problem. I think the smartest thing he's done is he hadn't changed everything.
Meanwhile, Kalen DeBoer, about what this game means to their season, because as you said, this feels larger. This game feels like three games. It feels like for bragging rights, for recruiting, for just your position in the SEC, and for the playoff scenario, this feels like it's worth three other regular season wins. Listen.
I think they believe in it. And so, again, we're attacking every day, making the most of every opportunity, each and every practice, each and every rep. But most importantly, we just got to be us.
What are some aspects of this game that you feel like could be determining factors that you see that maybe we don't?
I think the turnovers and just how well they've taken care of the football.
I think we got the wrong sound there, but that's okay. We continue on. We've got David Pollack appearing on Greg McElroy's Always College Football show. And David Pollack, a Georgia alum, is going to put in perspective what this would mean if Bama loses and how Georgia can use this to recruit and for bragging rights and just, if you will, the PR spin on this. Listen to David Pollack.
I think if Kalen loses, I think now you go, okay, how does this reflect recruiting? In the South, if I'm Kirby and they win this football game, it's like, look, see, do you see what I'm saying? Like, they're not ready for this.
Oh.
Like, this is a new reign. I think you use that. That's what they're going to do.
He's saying that Georgia can use it as, look, they're not ready. Like, the new coach, they're not ready. You see what we just did to them in their place at home on Saturday night. And then David Pollack continues on how Georgia specifically can use it in recruiting if they win this game. Listen.
I think that Georgia can solidify themselves and say, we've won as many natties in the last 2 years as we've lost games. And we just went into Tuscaloosa. Oh. And you go, we're still the king of college football. We'll take your questions later and probably be right back to number one in the country.
Did you hear what he said? He said, we have won as many national championships as we've lost games. That's mind-blowing. Think about that. We've won as many national championships as we've lost games in that period.
That goes to show their pedigree.
But you can only say that if you handle your business in Tuscaloosa tonight. You can only say what Pollack said and package it as such if you go in and handle your business. Obviously, we're going to pick this game coming up a little bit later on in our Saturday tailgate pick six. But I just ask you right now, advantage here. All things considered, Georgia, who and what they are, Bama, all that what this is at home, under the lights, and even though that's not Nick Saban on that sideline, he's still in the building, and this Alabama team is in a position to say, not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso says. Your thoughts?
I think Alabama's going to win this game.
You're not the only one.
They're at home. They're home dogs. I think they have the better quarterback, the most explosive offense. I think their defense is more stout. Beck hasn't found himself yet. They've been struggling. Georgia has been struggling on that end. So I think this is a spot where Alabama can make a statement. And like you said, still show that they're the same Crimson Tide, even though Nick Saban isn't there.
Jalen Milroe, 8 TDs, no interceptions. He scored a gang of them on himself. I think he's got 6 himself. But that number, that 8 TDs and no INTs, that may not be the same after tonight. When we come back, we go live to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us with the latest line movements. If you bet these games, and you should for a little bit of fun, for a little bit of chicken wing money, we're going to tell you how the lines have moved, where the money is at with the ticket count and the money count. He doesn't tell you what you should bet, and he doesn't sell picks or anything like that. He's just here to give you the information on what is happening with the public and the big-time players and how that money works. But first, this reminder, Andrologics West Palm Beach, my guys at Andrologics, treating and beating low T for over 20 years. Fellas, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go online, A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-X, and here's why. Some of you are wondering how you lost a step. That's called aging. How would you like to look, feel, perform now like you did in your mid-late 20s, early 30s? It's possible, but not from some free supplement on TV with a free trial. Good news, bad news on that. We all know the TV commercials, free trial, testosterone, supplement. They don't work. It's not real, doesn't work. How do we know that? Because if it did, the multi-billion dollar industry of testosterone replacement wouldn't exist because it wouldn't have to. Andrologics West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T for over 20 years. These are my friends, and I see the results. And this is science, not promise. This is proof. We're talking about the ability to build lean muscle, talking about losing some fat, talking about better cognitive function, increased sexual libido and performance aspects. Again, performance enhancing from the boardroom to the bedroom and everything in between. I want you to check it out because everybody's different. So your program will be different than any and everybody else's. But here's the great news. You don't got to go anywhere. Treatment shipped directly to your door. That simple. Online, ANDROLOGIX.com. ANDROLOGIX. Wouldn't it be great to kind of look and feel, perform once again like you could? You can. You absolutely can. Whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, doesn't matter. Results speak for themselves. Again, we're talking proof, not promise. It's science. Andrologics, West Palm Beach. ANDROLOGIX. Go there now. Because if you don't, a month from now, you wish you started today. Andrologics, West Palm Beach, because experience matters. We come back. VegasInsider.com. Senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 and live worldwide on the ESPN app and all smart speaker connected devices by telling it play ESPN West Palm. We go live to Vegas in just a moment. From VegasInsider.com, senior reporter Patrick Everson with the line movements, with the major wager alerts, with the red flags you need to know. He's not going to tell you what to do with your money. He's not going to tell you how to bet any of this. He's going to tell you what the sports books are telling him as far as the reporting, so you can make your own decisions for yourself. He's not selling anything. We'll get with Patrick Everson in just a moment. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine are friends of mine and have been for a long time. When I had my accident in 2020, they took care of it. People think they can deal with the insurance companies. You can't. Insurance companies are never going to be fair with you. Never, ever, ever. Anajar and Levine will fight for you to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. And they answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The consultation is absolutely and always completely free. And remember, you pay nothing unless you get paid. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Injured on the job, workers' comp issues. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, are going to help you to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life, 800-747-3733, and is showing the Levine Accident Attorneys. And with that, we do head out live back to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com. Senior reporter Patrick Everson joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Good morning, sir. Thank you once again for taking time. Big one tonight in Tuscaloosa. Big one tonight.
Oh, it's massive, massive, massive. And it's and there's definitely some interesting things going on. Where do you want to start with it?
Yeah, I was going to say, this one, I would imagine, is going to have record handle. I imagine a Saturday night primetime game like this, all things considered, the legalization of sports betting throughout the nation, I imagine that outside of the city of Sin in Nevada, we're going to see record action for a regular season college football game. And my biggest question, first and foremost, is, are there any red flags here as far as the action and which way it's going?
I don't know if there are. I'll first hit your record numbers, which could very well be true. The beauty of this one, finally, we've had this happen a few times over the last couple of seasons, Josh. You get the biggest regular season games somehow end up in the noon Eastern time window.
Right.
Which, you know, it's happened. It hasn't happened all the time, but it's happened a few times over the last couple of seasons. where you've got a couple weeks here and there where you get a great matchup and it's a noon Eastern time kickoff, mm-hmm. which, look, for all those people who like noon Eastern time kicks, that's great. But from a sports betting perspective, when that game has all day to percolate and parlays can build up and, you know, the public gets more involved because they don't have to necessarily be, especially here in Vegas,
right.
they don't have to, you know, get their bet in before 9 a.m. It's going to be massive. So you very well could be right. And I talked to an odds maker, actually a sportsbook manager, who works in Biloxi. So you're talking the heart of SEC country. And it's a book that takes very significant wagers all the time. And he said, look, this doesn't have the run-up on early bets like a Super Bowl does. But he said, this will be like a Super Bowl for us.
I knew
he said, you know, by Friday afternoon, he said, everybody will have had tickets in on this game. It will be huge. So it's very good. Now, what's interesting, I'm looking at one of the national sports betting entities with numbers from this morning.
Right.
And it's when you're just looking at straight bets, there's two-way action here. But on the spread. However, what people are liking, and I've talked to a couple of different big sports books this week on this, that plus money in front of Alabama on the money line, really even the plus number in front of Alabama on the spread, but that plus money on the money line is super attractive. And they are just they may be skipping over the spread and taking Alabama money line because it's so rare that Alabama is a home dog. It hasn't happened since 2007. And one odds maker said, with regard to this, I've got a couple of different comments here, actually, but one odds maker said, it will be the most bet game so far this season. Yep. I still think you're more on the right track, Josh, with potentially record handle for a regular season game anyway.
Yep.
Bettors are jumping on Bama being a home underdog for the first time since 2007. Georgia winning would make our Saturday.
Wow. Who would have thought that team that's lost twice in 5 billion years, but then again, both those losses to Alabama would be on the wrong side of it. I mean, it does make sense. And by the way, if this point spread is going to be, you know, 1, 1.5, even 2, Alabama as the home dog with the plus money would make sense. I get that. I'm a little surprised that the sports book operators are telling you what they're telling you, and that is their entire day is made if Georgia just handles their business as who they are, as the brand they've become, and by the way, as the favorite in prime time, where all the squares and all the public probably you'd imagine would pile on. That's just not the case.
Yeah, it just hasn't been the case so far throughout the week. And again, this is for multiple, you know, big operators. I wouldn't know for sure whether Hard Rock is saying the same thing down there in Florida.
Right.
But I mean, the Caesars of the world, BetMGM, DraftKings, etc. That's what they're seeing. DraftKings, I will say they have a little bit more of a lean toward Georgia. It's still two-way action on the spread, lean toward Georgia on the spread, but not a heavy one. And again, on the other side of it, it's the Alabama money line. And to your point, I totally get that. Why not take the plus money with the very rare home dog?
Yep.
If they're going, you know, if you think they're going to win, the spread is so insignificant here that you might as well be taking the money line.
Patrick Everson joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3 and worldwide on the ESPN app and all smart speakers by saying play ESPN West Palm. And available as a podcast, by the way, on all the major platforms after we are done. VegasInsider.com senior reporter, Patrick Everson, that is. All right, so full slate of college football today. A handful of games that are top 25 versus top 25. And then again, obviously, full slate of NFL intrigue tomorrow. First, let's get to the college side. Are there games in which there is some liability for the house? Are there games in which we see lopsided public action? Because we know that has not been good to the public when they're all on one side. That's a theme that continues. Anything on that side for today, Patrick?
Well, let me take you right to your home state there. And yep. Normally I wouldn't go straight here because it's not terribly lopsided on one end, but it is on another. Colorado and Central Florida. I really thought after a couple of weeks ago, really with the Nebraska game, I really thought bettors would be off the Colorado bandwagon.
Yeah.
And perhaps they are at Hard Rock, but they aren't elsewhere. Yeah. One odds maker is showing the Buffs. First off, they opened as 12.5-point underdogs. They're 14-point underdogs in Central Florida. And tickets and money on Colorado, 72% of bets, 64% of money on the spread is on Colorado.
Wow.
And then you go to the money line, which is around plus 400. 91% of tickets, 77% of money on Colorado as a 14-point underdog.
Wow.
So I don't know what, look, and I'm a Colorado alum, I'm a Buffs fan, but I'm a realist here. I don't know why people keep coming back to the Colorado dinner table, but they expect a buffet from the Buffaloes, I guess. And that one just kind of stood out to me for a couple of reasons. One, it's, and I know we're national here, and people down there are from everywhere, just like in Vegas. Yep. So they want a national scene. But I just thought that was nearby and interesting. But some other ones that are interesting where it's pretty lopsided. Iowa State is taking 88% of all bets, 89% of all money for its game at Houston.
Stay away.
A couple of others that are lopsided. Michigan is pretty lopsided with 76% of bets, 78% of money again at home against Minnesota. Texas laying 1,000,000 points, basically. I'm not even sure why you'd want to get on board. And again, let's keep in mind that I'm doing tickets and money percentages.
Right.
So there might not be a whole lot in the pot necessarily, but what is in the pot is, you got a 50-50 split on Texas, Mississippi State in terms of tickets, but 89% of money on Texas minus 38.5,
wow,
which is crazy. Notre Dame, which is always going to be, you know, popular week after week, despite what happened against Northern Illinois, not too lopsided on tickets against Louisville. And this is a really key game. And the numbers come down significantly from 9.5 to 6.5 from what I'm seeing, but only 60% of tickets, Notre Dame, but 75% money. And then, you know, Ohio State, obviously firmly in the college football playoff mix, laying a big number, 23.5 or so at Michigan State. See, only won 61% of the tickets, but 76% of cash.
It's important to point out to the audience and everyone that's new to this, because I know Hard Rock Bet just became legal here in Florida about a year ago. When Patrick talks about the money and the tickets, we're talking about the difference between just exactly that. Because a lot of folks can have a $10, a $20 wager, right? So those are ticket counts. That's percentage of the tickets, meaning are you taking the points? Are you giving the points? Percentage of the money means just that, meaning, well, yeah, you got 10 guys over here that are all on, say, Notre Dame minus the 6.5 or 7. But then you got two guys and they both got $100,000 each on Louisville plus the points. So that's the split there. We just have to explain to some folks. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on Saturday Tailgate. Follow him on Twitter. I do. If you give him 45 seconds, he'll give you the everything you need to know for the money splits on these big games, which reminds me of Thursday night. We saw this play out. It was Shakespearean tragedy. It was Shakespearean irony. And it was, for lots of people, beautiful. And all I was thinking of was you out there in Vegas in one of those sports books, and the groan and the cheering there must have been when the Brandon Aubrey kick started to drift to the right and allowed the Cowboys to not cover, allowing the Giants to stay within the number. Because I read your tweet and you said that sports books were saying that they really needed the Giants to cover that 5.5 to stay inside that number because everybody in the world was on the Cowboys.
Yes, the Cowboys were once again, even though they've lost two in a row, they were once again America's team in the Thursday night game. And multiple odds makers at these major books across the country, and even you know, in some of the smaller independent shops, it was heavy to Dallas. You know, some places 3-1 tickets and money, some places 4-1, 5-1, even. Wow. Very lopsided to Dallas. And people were leading off, you know, people are leading off their weekend money line parlays with the Cowboys.
Sure.
Standalone games, you often see the public likes to bet favorite and over in the standalone game, just a little two-teamer that's tied to one game, and you get in and you get out. So, yeah, that was, I mean, with the money line parlays, you got there. But there were a lot of straight bet parlays and just a lot of straight bets, period, on the Cowboys to cover that number. And, you know, when the Giants turned it over, they're late. I thought, okay, they're going to run out the clock. Well, they end up getting in a position where they could kick the field goal. And this guy's been banging in field goals. A lot of these kickers across the league banging in field goals from long distance all year. So this really wasn't out of his range at all. And he misses. And I guarantee you, a lot of groaning there because a fair amount of tickets and money on the Cowboys.
It's fascinating because people that don't bet football don't understand. And by the way, you should be playing for a little bit of fun here. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. You know that. But what you have there is it's that weird cheering where you're specific and you're cheering at the end of the game, because what the Cowboy bettors are hoping is that the dude gets close enough that then they will want to kick a field goal. but doesn't pick up the first down, because if you pick up the first down, he's going to lay down, not go in the end zone, not going to score. So you wind up rooting for get us close enough, but then don't pick up the first down because we know you're right. not going to pray. It's one of those, like, you're very, very niche in asking God for a whole lot in a perfect scenario for that to work out. And I imagine, again, in the sports books, the public is all, no! And the sportsbook operators are all, yes! And it's the weirdest dichotomy to watch that happen in real time. Speaking of which, Patrick Everson, again, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, survivor pools in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It has been disastrous. We are seeing record death in survivor pools through just 3 weeks in the National Football League. Can we get an idea of how bad it's been since we have not had the most popular pick survive weeks 1, 2, or 3?
This is just really, really rare. So a few years ago, I think 2020 was the first year, maybe 2021. That was the first year that Circus Sports out here ran its big survivor contest, $1,000 a head and everybody's in and so forth. Yeah. And I don't remember exactly where they finished in numbers, but it was, you know, it was a significant number of players in the pool, a few thousand, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were down to 600 or so after 3 weeks. So it had come down a lot, but from a much smaller number than what they had this year. This year, there were more than 14,600 contestants.
Wow.
14,000, let me back that up, Josh. 14,600 plus entries.
Entries, right.
A lot of contestants do multiple entries.
Right.
But the total entries was more than 14,600. So the pot is $14.6 million.
Oh, yeah.
And they were they're down to like 640 now in 3 weeks. So
that's insane.
The lead is unbelievable. It is. It's totally insane. And Jeff Benson, behind the counter at Circus Sports, said, look, a rate of attrition, quite frankly, that we've never seen. He said the No Fun League has really lived up to its name so far, for the contestants anyway.
Yeah.
And he said that's the beauty of the contest. Now he's just speculating. Is it over before Thanksgiving? Maybe. Does someone run away and win this alone, $14 million by themselves?
That's insane.
Also maybe, but it's going to be a wild ride, no question.
That's insane. And by the way, those that don't know, and you should, Survivor Pool is where you just pick one NFL team each week to win the game. No point spread involved. Just to win, flat out, just one team to win the game. You can't use the same team again for the rest of the season. And what this means with the attrition is that even the best players in the world can't pick a single NFL winner. Not against a spread, but just straight up. All right, real quick, we got just a couple more moments. Senior reporter of VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson. Red flags, major wager alerts, NFL on Sunday. What do we see here where it's like, heads up, everybody's on this, or there's a major wager that we are interested in? What do you got?
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week. The bettors have been getting killed in the NFL. The public's been getting killed.
Yep.
So it looks like the public is tapping the brakes a little bit. But that said, you got about 3-1 tickets and money on the Steelers. You've got about 3-1 tickets and 5-1 money on Cincinnati on the spread this week.
Wow.
So they definitely think Cincinnati is going to finally come through here against the Panthers, which they were surprising last week.
Yep.
And then you've got a little over 2-1 tickets and about 2-1 money on the Rams this week, which is interesting. But and this is just one sports book. These can vary from book to book to remind your listeners of that as well. And there's regional bias that creeps in. But
yep,
those are the three at the moment that are at least semi-lopsided. We're not seeing as much of the 80% plus of tickets, 80% plus of money, mm-hmm, as we go to week 4. And maybe the public's just running out of funds a little bit and going to have to go back and regenerate some of their some of their bankroll, if you will.
Funds, yeah. And anything major, anything of note, real quick, on Sunday Night Football, Buffalo at Baltimore, because that is a fascinating matchup with a spread inside of 3, Ravens -2.5. Anything there?
Absolutely. That will take some big bets for sure. Haven't seen much of it yet, but what one trading manager said for BetMGM, as we approach kickoff, we expect Bills Ravens on Sunday night to be one of the most bet games of the season. And Lions-Seahawks is going to be a real focus Monday, especially, Josh, if the popular favorites on Sunday do well, all of that's going to run to the Lions on Monday night.
Yeah. Favorites have been bad. Favorites have been bad straight up. Favorites have been bad against the spread. And if you just fade the public on those major lopsided action, you'd be very profitable, not just this season, but the last several seasons as well. Follow him on Twitter. Check him out online, VegasInsider.com. Senior reporter Patrick Everson, thank you once again. As always, appreciate it. Hope we get a chance to check in with you again next week, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Patrick. And from that, we now shift gears to the NFL, and we do a little bit of this Saturday tailgate pick six. We are not asking Theo Dorsey his picks this week. We are not asking Colin Russo his picks this week. Instead, we are asking the Lord above, why? Why, dear Jesus, do you do us like this? How many games did I get right last week against the spread?
Zero.
How many games did you get right against the spread last week?
Three.
We are throwing the results away. It is a Saturday tailgate do-over. We're getting a mulligan. You and I are going to see what happens when we tempt the fates of the football gods. We're going to pick this six this week. And then next week, we will start all over, Damian Perez. I don't know what you're looking at right now. I don't, I'm waving at you.
Every week is a bounce back.
Well, no, we're going to start over next week with a brand new do-over. We're going to pick this six right now to see if when it doesn't count, if the football gods don't smile upon. Did I go 0 for 6 last week against the spread?
You for sure did.
That's almost mathematically impossible. Do you know what that would pay as a parlay?
Zero.
No.
Because if they all hit as a parlay.
When you pick a winner, it means you're picking a loser. So to go 6-0 is the same odds as going 0 for 6.
I think that would make me rich.
Depends what you bet, but yes. All right, let's do it. College football, Louisville, Notre Dame. Notre Dame laying 7. Who you got?
Notre Dame minus 7 at home. Give me the points.
Give me Louisville plus the points. Mississippi State at Texas. Longhorns laying 38. Who you got?
I said it earlier. Texas minus 38 at home. Give me the points.
Well, you're confusing us. You can't say give me the points if you're laying the points.
I'm laying the points.
Do you understand the difference? Texas means you're giving the points. You're laying them. Taking the points means
you're taking the plus money.
What the hell did you just say?
Here's what I want you to do. Until we teach you how it works, and I promise I got you, brother. I'm going to get you on this. Giving the points means you got the favorite. Taking the points means you got the dog.
Gotcha.
So what did you say you're doing?
Texas minus 38.
There you go. That's what I want you to do. Either Texas minus or Mississippi State plus.
Gotcha. Right?
Give me Mississippi State. I will take the points. You're giving them. I'm taking them. The big one tonight. The big game. Bama hosting Georgia. This one keeps moving, but we're looking at Bama plus 1.5. What do you got?
Bama plus 2. I'll take them outright, too.
Well, no. I just told you the line now is plus 1.5. What do you...
Bama plus 1.5.
What the hell did you just say?
All right, good enough. Bama plus. Give me Georgia. Georgia, they're still the... They still got... Listen. Georgia's the number 2 team in the land. Alabama gets credit for being the home team in this spot. Give me Georgia. You and I are disagreeing on everything. This is great.
Good.
NFL, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. The Bucs, a 1.5-point home dog. Who you got?
I think Philadelphia wins this. Plus 1.5. Or minus 1.5, Philadelphia.
Are you doing this on purpose right now?
Trying to throw you off.
What you're doing off, you're not throwing me off. You're just having people turn the channel off, the station off. No, seriously. Are you good?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Minus 1.5.
Minus 1.5. All right, buddy, we'll give it to you. I will take Tampa Bay in a bounce back. Bucks bounce back. They win this game outright. Sunday Night Football. Buffalo Bills at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens just a 2.5-point favorite. Who you got, Damian Perez?
Ravens minus 2.5.
2.5 is good. Laying the 2.5 is good.
2.5.
The 0.5 is very technical. I love that. You're new to this football betting. You're new to this football, man.
You can say that.
Yeah. That's good. I should have taught you a couple things, but I'll be honest with you. It's so much more entertaining to do it this way. So thank you for this morning.
Got to keep you on your toes, JC.
It's like an Abbott and Costello bit. Who's on first? Who's on second? I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens. I'm laying the 2.5. And you said what?
Ravens.
You said Ravens.
Ravens are winning.
There you have it. And there is your Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 brought to you by Simple C Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. SLBT.com. These are my people. These are my boys. 18. Total Car Care Centers from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Oil changes, they do them faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your car. Everything from major and minor, service, repairs, all of it. They help your car last longer, run better, save you money. They're not looking for problems to find things to charge you for. The opposite. They're looking to make sure that you're all good so you don't have issues and your car runs and lasts. By the way, they got batteries for everything. They got tires for everything. They are the best because it's about relationships. It's about knowing the people and their car and knowing what it needs and what it doesn't. So you have the peace of mind you're getting taken care of and not getting jobbed. Just go to slbt.com or pop in one of the 18 locations, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, home of honest, reliable service since 1907. We come back. We got your Twin Peaks fight picks. We got a big fight card live from Paris. And also, you got your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Payday Parlay. Speaking of Twin Peaks, it's Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29-degree beer made from scratch favorites. And never a cover to watch any fights. Not boxing pay-per-views, not MMA, and certainly not UFC pay-per-views. They are the official UFC fight headquarters. Today's a perfect day for Twin Peaks. All of the college football games on all the screens. Those meaningful Major League Baseball games on all the other screens. 29-degree beer made from scratch favorites. And of course, the Twin Peaks girls and the experience thereof. Pembroke Pine, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie. And of course, off I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm. It is Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29-degree beer. It is Twin Peaks. We come back to those Twin Peaks fight picks and your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Parlay. It's Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. It is time for your Twin Peaks fight picks, presented by Twin Peaks, your UFC fight headquarters. Big card today, live from Paris. Big time card. And by the way, it starts at noon, so get the Twin Peaks right about now. Let's go right to the main card, shall we? And let's begin with Brandon Allen, a plus 165 dog. We'll take him for the upset win. Brian Battle, minus 170, welterweight. We'll go Brian Battle to win his bout. And the main event of the evening, Renato, Show Me the Money, Moicano, and Benoit Saint-Denis. I know it's a home game for Saint-Denis, but too bad. Renato Moicano, the favorite, the chalk play, the dog here at plus 240. He is your upset winner. Show Me the Money gets the money. Forget Benoit Saint-Denis at minus 300, the fat favorite. Which, by the way, takes us to our Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play Parlay, and here we go.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Hard Rock Bet, the best. Download it now. Hard Rock Bet. Bet live game, before the game, parlay during the game. Everything you'd want to bet. So easy to set up, so easy to put funds in your account. You can do it in minutes. Use your Venmo, your PayPal, credit cards, link to your bank account. Make it easy. And so fast and easy to get paid. And by the way, your first bet doesn't win, you're going to get a bonus bet back up to 100 bucks. Again, whatever you bet up to 100 bucks, if it doesn't win your first bet, you're going to get that back as a bonus bet. Hard Rock Bet is absolutely the best, simple, easy to use, and always great promotions happening in boosted odds. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMITTED. Hard Rock Bet. Easy money. Hard Rock, easy money. We're going to get on the board here once again like we did week one. NFL, four-team, 10-point teaser. We're going to take the Jets and make them plus 2.5. Minnesota Green Bay, we're going to make that number now going over 34 instead of 44. Houston Texans, plus 4 instead of minus 6. And the Baltimore Ravens, make them plus 7.5 on Sunday Night Football. There's your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Parlay Payday. Kids, good luck. Best of luck to everybody. We'll see you back here next Saturday. Every day above ground's a good day. Saturdays remain for the boys.